You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are going to do a 1-2 to start things off today. A macro-micro thing. A big picture and then granular look inside the gears of this economy. The case study at hand is the supply chain on which we have spent, as you know, no small amount of time the past couple of months. Shortages and price spikes, logistical bottlenecks. Well, to that end, the Biden administration says it has a plan. The Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force will, the thinking goes, increase domestic production of critical inventory like semiconductors and batteries. That was announced today. It is also, by the way, an admission that we are not going to be able to make everything we need ourselves. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the macro desk today.
What the Biden administration's really doing here is trying to reduce the economy's dependence on China.
They're talking about trying to reduce dependence on other countries for rare earths. That's mainly China.
Katie Russ is an economics professor at UC Davis.
They're talking about trying to safeguard and encourage domestic sources of key pharmaceutical ingredients. You know, we import a lot of those from China.
So the idea instead is to rely more on American allies as trading partners, says Rachel Brewster at Duke Law School.
When we're discussing semiconductors, our major allies will be South Korea, Japan, Taiwan. When we move on to pharmaceuticals, it's going to be based much more in Europe.
But there's a problem with that, says Emily Blanchard at Dartmouth.
We have been antagonizing many of these same trading partners for a number of years.
The Trump administration slapped tariffs on trade with a lot of these countries. And even now, tariffs on European metals remain in place.
But I think here we are sensing a very deliberate and intentional policy shift by the Biden administration to say, let's deal with some of these national security concerns with our neighbors, not despite our neighbors.
Blanchard says we don't have the capacity to manufacture everything we need in the U.S. It'd be a fool's errand, she says, to try to go it alone. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The micro part of this supply story today comes to us from the National Federation of Independent Business, which released its Small Business Optimism Index this morning, the group's monthly survey of business owners in retail and construction, manufacturing, also services. Among the highlights, 40% of small business owners plan on raising prices, the most since 1981. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab made some calls.
Bobby Williams in Columbia, South Carolina, is facing some tough competition, not for who can make the best catfish or country fried steak, but who can lure in workers.
Like they say, if you can fog a mirror, we will hire you. But we just need some bodies right now.
Williams raised starting wages at his restaurant, Lizard's Thicket, to $10 an hour, up from $8. Meanwhile, prices of everything from pork to plastic goods are soaring. Bacon has doubled. Food prep gloves quadrupled because manufacturing, processing, trucking, everything is backed up.
Every week, there's five or six items that are out of stock.
Williams has had to pass the costs on to customers because he simply can't sell more to make more money. Labor and supply shortages are holding business owners down.
The big issue is that they aren't able to take advantage of that increasing demand for their good or service.
Holly Wade is with the National Federation of Independent Business, which found half of small business owners had unfilled job openings in May. And of those, more than 90% say there were few or no qualified applicants. That's jeweler Becky Beauchene Kulka's problem in Okemos, Michigan. Her goldsmith moved to Hawaii during the pandemic. She needs sales associates, too.
I can train people to sell, but I can't train people to have a personality. Finding people with that, you know, hi, how are you? And it's more of a hi.
She, too, has had to raise wages. And that's not her only problem. Her suppliers are raising prices because mines and manufacturers overseas are still dealing with pandemic disruptions. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.